well encountered here, my cousin Mowbray. Good day to you, gentle Lord Archbishop. And so to you, Lord Hastings, and to all.
My Lord of York, better showed with you when that your flock, assembled by the bell, encircled you to hear with reverence your exposition of the holy text, than now to see you here, an iron man, hearing a rout of rebels with your drum, turning the word to sword, life to death. Oh, who shall believe but you misuse the reverence of your place, employ the countenance and grace of heaven as a false favorite doth his prince's name? Indeed, dishonorable, you have torn up, under the counterfeited zeal of God, the subjects of his substitute, my father, and both against the peace of heaven and him, have here upswarmed them.
Good, my lord of Lancaster, I am not here against your father's peace. But I told my lord of Westmoreland that I, misordered, doth, in common sense, crowd us and crush us to this monstrous form, to hold our safety up. I sent your grace the parcels and particulars of our grief, which have been, with scorn, shoved from the court, whereon this Hydra son of war is born. His dangerous eyes may well be charmed to sleep, grant of our most just and right desire.
Pleaseth your grace to answer them directly how far forth you do like their articles?
I like them all, and do allow them well.
And swear here, by the honor of my blood, my father's purposes have been mistook, and some about him have too lavishly wrested his meaning and authority. My lord, these griefs shall be with speed redressed.
Upon my soul, they shall.
If this may please you, discharge your powers unto their several counties.
My lord,
as we will ours, and here, between the armies, let's drink together friendly and embrace, that all their eyes may bear those tokens home of our restored love and amity.
I take your princely word for these redresses.
I give it you, and will maintain my word.
And thereupon I drink unto your grace.
So, Captain, and deliver to the army this news of peace.
And pay in part. I know it will well please them.
Highly, Captain.
To you, my noble lord of Westmoreland.
I salute your grace. And if you knew what pains I had bestowed to breed this present peace, you would drink freely. But my luck, you shall show itself more openly hereafter.
I do not doubt you.
I am glad of it. Health to my lord and gentle cousin Mowbray.
You wish me health in very happy season. Prime on the sudden, something ill.
Against ill chances, men are ever merry. But heaviness foreruns the good events.
Therefore be merry, cuz. Since sudden sorrow serves to save us, some good thing comes tomorrow.
Believe me, I am passing light in spirit.
The more the worse. Your own rule be true.
The word of peace is rendered.
Hark how they shout.
This had been cheerful after victory.
A peace in the nature of a conquest. Then both parties nobly are subdued, and neither party loses.
Go, my lord, and let our army be discharged into. And good, my lord, so please you, let our trains march by us, that we may peruse the men we should have coped with all.
Go, good Lord Hastings, and ere they be dismissed, let them march back.
I trust, lords, we shall lie tonight together. Now, cousin, wherefore stands our army still?
The leaders, having charge from you to stand, will not go off until they hear you speak.
They know their duties.
My lord, our army is dispersed already. My youthful spears unyoked, they take their courses east, west, north, south. All like a school broke up. Each hurries towards his home and sporting place.
Bad tidings, my lord Hastings! For the which should you arrest me, traitor of high treason, and you, Lord Archbishop, and you, Lord Mowbray. Capital treason, I attack you both.
Is this proceeding just and honorable?
Yes, your assembly shall.
You thus break your faith.
I've pawned thee none. I promised you redress of these same grievances whereof you did complain, which by mine honor I will perform with a most Christian care. But for you rebels, look to taste the due meat for rebellion and such acts as yours.
Most shallowly did you these arms commence, fondly brought here and foolishly sent hence. Strike up our drums, pursue the scattered strands. God, and not we, hath safely fought today.